Assalamu alaikum, this is Haroon. Welcome to a special video where I want to talk about books. Since it's World Book Day, a few people have been in touch asking about what it means and should they really be thinking about reading books. Many people, unfortunately, don't have a habit of reading books. So I wanted to share some benefits, if I may, of reading books. First and foremost, as Muslims, we know that when the first revelation came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the first word, which was a verb, was iqra, which means to recite or to read. And so the Prophet, peace be upon him, was ordered very early on to recite iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq. Read in the name of your Lord. So reading is part of our tradition. And in fact, one of the greatest contributions of many of Islamic civilization is the fact that we have produced scholarship, books, literature, knowledge. This is very much part of what it means to be a Muslim. But in our age of social media, of instant gratification, people struggle to read even beyond an article or two. So I want to think about what it means to read and some of the benefits that come out from reading. Number one is that it's a form of mental stimulation for our brain. When you read every day, you are stimulating your mental activity. And there's been many benefit research much research has come, which talks about this benefit as well. And so as part of our routine, just like many of us would perhaps go to the gym to make sure that every part of our body is exercised, in the same way, we'd think about our brain in the same way. And the more you keep your brain active through reading, the more you're able to retain its power and capacity as well. Number two, I guess a good benefit of reading is that it helps in stress reduction. Many of us are bombarded with information from many places. Most of the time, it's not even accurate. Most of the time, it's just speculation. And so everyday concerns keep bothering us. So you need something to divert your mind. So reading gives you that mental space to occupy yourself with something much more interesting. And often, if you have a very good book, it can really become a really useful form of distraction. And for example, when you read a great story, all your stress seems to slip away. And so this is very, very important. Of course, for the Muslims, we read the Quran. But for many of us, when we read the Quran, we don't really understand. So perhaps trying to understand what the Quran is saying, for example, or just reading really good literature. Maybe in some future video, we'll recommend some books that you can read as well. Number three, and one of our main reasons for learning knowledge, is really for knowledge enhancement. Since the onset of civilization, we've grown and developed mentally. And many learned scholars, many intellectuals, give credit to the fact that they learned and read so many books, okay? And so reading books is really important ever more than it has been in any point in human history, because we have so much knowledge at our fingertips and so much knowledge out there. So really, we should be engaging in reading. And there are many types of books that you can read, of course, and one just needs to start somewhere that they are interested in. And just a tip for really beginning to read is that one should not read something that's too difficult. Read something that you can get your teeth into, that you can read, and then slowly, slowly build up to more complex texts as well. Number four, which is very, very important, is that by reading, we expand our repertoire of words, our vocabulary. So this is very, very important as well. This is one of the key reasons of reading good books as well. So once you develop a habit of reading, you're enhancing your vocabulary. And so any type of book can improve your vocabulary to a really impressive extent as well. And so it gives you command over language. And as Muslims, we're supposed to be masters of language, not just the Arabic language or Urdu or Farsi, Persian, but also English. We're supposed to be people who really know English better than anybody else as well. Number five is that reading improves your memory. It's a great exercise for your brain, and your brain is forced to remember information, names of characters in the book, dates that are mentioned in the book, trying to keep track of what's going on inside the book, really forces your brain to really work hard. And so we're able to recall things very much more better once we start to read books as well. And so your brain becomes, if you like, a machine, a super powerful machine, which in reality is exactly what it's meant to be. And so your brain can retain huge amounts of information, and your brain, as it reads more, it uncovers more, it creates new pathways or synapses as well. And so it strengthens your existing memory, helps to strengthen your short-term memory, and it also stabilizes your mood, as we've mentioned as well. Another benefit, number six, is that it gives you strong thinking skills, analytical skills. You're able to think critically for yourself. And this is one of the great crises of the modern age, that we're so used to being told what to do and just receiving information, we're not able to critically think anymore, to really think through arguments or things that we hear or things that we read. Does this really make sense based on my own experience? Would this really be true? Right? So reading develops your analytical thinking skills. Nowadays, we just have technology where we just forward messages and we don't even think before we forward something on WhatsApp, for example, whether that's true or whether it's even worth forwarding. We just kind of unconsciously almost forward messages on, and often it turns out a lot of these things are not even true themselves. The seventh benefit is that it improves one's focus and concentration. Especially in our world of distraction, technology has really made us lazy, and everything's available at our fingertips. If we want food, we just sort of order it on our phone, for example. If we want clothes, we just go on the internet on our phones, or we have apps and we can order things. And you can see where this is all going. But what reading really does, it focuses you. It makes you want to focus. Your brain and your eyes have to really focus. You need a quiet room so that you can keep yourself occupied. So keep 20 minutes, 30 minutes at least every day where you're just reading quietly a really good book as well. And you'll find that you're better at being able to focus and concentrate. Number eight is being better at writing or typing. So the more you read, the more you'll improve in your writing skills, even in your conversational skills as well, because you have a greater repertoire. You have more words, vocabulary that you can now use to write what you need to communicate to fellow human beings as well. And so this is very, very important. The more you read, the better your writing skills will become as well. I guess another one which is really important, number nine, is that reading gives you a sense of tranquility, calmness, just getting away from the hustle and bustle of everyday distractions. Books give you sort of a welcome distraction from all of that as well. And so it gives you a sense of tranquility. And so this is very, very important. I guess alongside that, it's also a free source of entertainment when many of us are spending money on subscribing to various channels and programs, etc. Books really provide an opportunity for us to really find enriching sources of content and entertainment. So just like your body needs to be kept in good health, your brain needs to be kept in good health. And the best way to do that is through reading. And one really finds themselves liberated the more they read. So let's hope and pray that we can take this virtue, this ethic of reading to ourselves, bring it in our lives, and also pass it on to other people, because this is the contribution of Islamic civilization. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.